What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. So this has really nothing to do with you, but it is in Lakeview. So I thought I'd mention the story about a guy who was in the house 9 months, they think, maybe dead on Argonne Boulevard in Lakeview. I don't know really what anybody could have done about this. I know they say check on your neighbors, but yet people want to be left alone too. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's certainly a strange story and has captured people's imagination. I think the larger problem here is that there have been neighbors who have been reporting other things. Mm-hmm. And so had some of those other things been tended to, maybe this would have been caught earlier too. So it's definitely an unfortunate and weird situation for sure, no matter where it happens. And obviously, I know that they found the body and a woman was committed immediately. And obviously, we need to care for people when something like this as quickly as possible.
Let's talk about what they heard in the legislature yesterday, and then we'll move on to property taxes, about short-term rentals and taxes and the situation on short-term rentals in New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been budgeting, so I don't even know.
Good
what
for
happened
you. We'll figure it out later on. No, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't invite you on for that. That's fine. Let's talk about budgeting. Let's talk about the Orleans Parish and overestimating property taxes. I know it is an estimate, right? Because it's for the other revenue estimating conference. But does this go to just a routine mistake, or does this go to systemic faults of city government?
I don't know what to chalk it up to yet, Tommy, and it is concerning. And for the listeners, the city estimated, I guess, close to 2 years ago that the property tax collection in Orleans Parish would be about $190 million, $189 million. And then the city came up $18 million short, largely, it says, because of business inventory taxes that have been uncollected. And to me, Tommy, where the story gets a little strange is the administration says, well, we may have applied too high of a collection rate, and it was a quadrennial reassessment year. So because the assessments are theoretically higher, we should have maybe viewed this differently and not as had as high of a collection rate. Here comes the but. The but is, yes, the school board and the sheriff rolled the millages forward, but almost all the other taxing entities, including the city, which is a supermajority of millages at roughly 65-70%, did not roll the millages forward. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there is this huge increase from year to year. So it kind of feels like there's a little bit of an enforcement issue here. And if you look at the numbers, I think the property tax collections were pretty much where they thought they were going to be. But according to the paper yesterday, the business inventory collections were only at 78%. And obviously, if you're budgeting somewhere in the 90% range, then 78% is a huge delta. And the city just has to be good and aggressive about doing those collections. And then, of course, I think that speaks to a larger issue you're sort of asking about, is the enforcement. It's the enforcement with safety and permits. It's the enforcement with DPW. It's the enforcement with code enforcement. It's the enforcement here on collecting. And if we're going to have a conversation about the city budget, then we have to be really good about making sure that we're collecting as much as we possibly can from the revenue sources the city is owed.
Yeah, let me take a step back here, which is, okay, so you got a piece of property in Orleans Parish. It's assessed. Cool. The homestead exemption applies for most, and then the part that's not subject to the homestead exemption is subject to property taxes as assigned based on the value by the tax assessor, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So from that point, I get a property tax bill, and from included in that bill for the property tax, that tax is comprised of different millages that are devoted to different things, correct?
That's correct.
So I guess I'm trying to
You're nailing it so far.
So I'm trying to figure out,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Where the mistake comes in, because if we know what the properties are assessed at and we know what the taxes are supposed to be, and the millages are already decided, well, then it can only be that people aren't paying it. Or am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing anything. Let me put sort of a finer point on it, so maybe everybody understands, because this is a little bit complicated. Mm-hmm. So when the assessor is supposed to do the assessment every 4 years, they do those things, and theoretically there will be an increase in the property values, because that's what you want within a reasonable level, right? That you want your property, which is probably the most expensive thing you own, to appreciate in value within a certain range. And every 4 years, that goes up. Now, the one thing, Tommy, is let's say we'll try and make this very easy, that we have a millage that is, pick a number, 10 mils. And if the assessor has increased the assessments, then what happens by law is the 10 mils on whatever the thing is, let's just say it's for drainage in this instance, the 10 mils will be rolled back automatically to make sure it's revenue neutral. So maybe it gets rolled back to, instead of 10, 9.9 mils.
Because then of the increased assessment to keep the same amount of money coming in.
Correct. It's revenue neutral. So then the debate becomes, what happens with the governing authorities, and do they want to capture even more revenue by rolling forward? So then the governing authority kind of has three decisions to make. They can say, we're going to sit pat at 9.9, and we feel good, and we don't want to raise taxes. They can roll forward, you know, say we don't want to roll forward all the way, but we're going to roll to 9.95 and raise a little bit more, but not all the way. Or we can roll all the way forward to 10 and capture, you know, all of that revenue that we're entitled to as a result of the appreciation that happened and the assessments. And I think the point that shouldn't be lost in what we're both saying is when all of those millages got rolled back, school board went forward, sheriff went forward, but the parks didn't go forward, sewage and water board didn't go forward, police, fire didn't go forward, all these other things did not get rolled forward. So it shouldn't have been a huge economic hit to these businesses. So again, it seems, and this I want to be very careful that I'm caveating here because this is an assumption, it seems like it has more to do with collection than it has to do with all of a sudden businesses were hit with huge inventory taxes and they couldn't foresee this happening and just, you know, again, make up a number. They were paying $1 million in 2023 and jumped to 1.5 in 2024. That's not what happened. So again, I think it's just time to look at those collections, see again who the largest offenders are, and let's just make sure we go collect.
The decision to roll it back was made by?
No, so the rollback happens automatically by law.
Okay.
So that's always the struggle every year that we get pinched by is when the assessor appreciates, and again, usually the assessor appreciates the property across a parish in Orleans and the other surrounding parishes, it gets rolled back automatically because the idea is it's supposed to be revenue neutral.
But see, let me take a break again, and we'll pick it up when we come back, because it seems to me what's flawed in this whole process is prices don't remain static. Prices of everything go up. So when it comes to millages, you don't put those on in perpetuity. So if people want the same services that they're getting, they have to vote to renew the millage, which some position as a new tax, when in fact it's what they're paying already for the services that they're already getting, which may or may not be adequate, depending on whether or not that millage was rolled back automatically by law or there was a vote to roll it forward. Because if they roll it back, well, then it seems to me the way this is set up, you're behind the curve constantly. We'll talk about it when we come back from a budgeting standpoint. Joe, I appreciate your opinion on this. 853, 7 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:58, couple of minutes left with Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. So, Joe, you know, we're in the weeds here with millages and roll back, roll forwards. I don't think a lot of people understand the way it works, but correct me if I'm wrong. If a millage is not in perpetuity and it expires and people have to vote to renew it, some make it sound like it's a new tax when, in fact, it's paying for services they're already receiving, which may or may not be adequate depending on with the increase in prices and inflation. If the millage has been rolled forward or back, it would seem like they're kind of setting themselves up for failure with responsibility and no authority. You understand what I'm trying to ask you?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, although we may induce people to the second cup of coffee, right, getting in the weeds here like this.
But that's where the money is involved, Joe, in the weeds.
That's right. We'll get coffee advertising. Mm-hmm. So, look, what happens is when voters vote and you say you want a millage, you know that you are going to pay up to whatever that millage amount is. Is it 5 mils, 10 mils, 15 mils? And I think sort of theoretically, people say, as long as I can see that I'm getting a benefit from this thing, then I'm willing to do it. And this is where now you have the trust in government. So let's say, Tommy, going back to my example of something that's 10 mils, and a mil is about $4 million. Do you have 10 mils times 4, it's 40 million. And then the assessor...
we're going to have to pick this up, Joe. We're going to have to pick this up next time because I think it's important. I think people need to understand how all this stuff works. We'll talk to Ian McNulty when we come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.